19 candidates, two levels of government, and nothing less than every single seat in the Virginia General Assembly. All of this hangs in the balance for our upcoming November 7th election. Yes, I know what you're thinking. The big election that everybody cares about is happening in 2024, not 2023. But you're wrong. Dead wrong. Even though it doesn't have the hype of a presidential election, this year's state and local elections matter just as much. Whoever voters elect this year will make decisions on a bunch of issues that impact you right here, right now, in Virginia. Things like school curriculum, gun safety, trans student policies, and a bunch of other stuff. So if you have any opinions on these things, and I know you do, as Troy Bolton says in the beloved High School Musical, it's time to get your head in the game. I'm Vale Kearns, and you're listening to the Arlington Amp. In this special mini-episode of the podcast, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about the 2023 elections. Here's what's going down. At the state level, for the first time in 4 years, every single seat in the Virginia General Assembly is going to be up for grabs. Virginia is basically a purple state, right on the tipping point between being controlled by Democrats or Republicans. So how that balance of power shakes out in Virginia's chief legislative body is going to have a huge impact. On top of that, there's a few seats open on the county level as well, such as Arlington County Board and School Board. These people might not be president, but they're making just as many big decisions just on issues a lot closer to you. Now, I've told you why all this matters. Let's get into how to actually vote. Joining us to give all the details is Mr. Timothy Scanlon, a local political science and government teacher. Mr. Scanlon, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vale.
So, Mr. Scanlon, what exactly is on the ballot for this election?
So, this year in Arlington, there are both statewide elections and local elections. At the state level, in the Virginia General Assembly, there is a state senator position. And there's one member of the House of Delegates. There's going to be a different person on everyone's ballot depending on where they live in Virginia. Arlington County, there are two state Senate districts that you could live in, and there are also three House of Delegates districts that you may live in. But then there's also local elections that are coming up just for Arlington County. So there's members of the Arlington County Board and members of the APS School Board. And there's also five other positions: the clerk of the courts, the Commonwealth's attorney, who is basically the district attorney for Arlington County, the sheriff, the commissioner of revenue, and also the treasurer for Arlington County. And there's actually a really easy way for voters to figure out who is on their ballot. Arlington County has a wonderful website. It's called vote.arlingtonva.gov/elections. And they have this nice feature where you can input your address and it will drop a pin where you are and tell you exactly which districts you live in and exactly which candidates will be on your ballot.
So for everyone listening, if you're interested in finding that website, it'll be linked in our show notes. So now that I have this handy website, can I also use it to figure out where to go to vote?
Yeah, you can. That's another great feature of this site. In the same place where you can input your address to find out which districts you were living in, that will also tell you exactly what your assigned polling location is. It's usually a local school or community center or a similar building like that. And on that site, it will tell you the number, it will give you the name of the location, it will give you the address, and it will also give you the hours in which they're open.
Great. So theoretically, if I've been completely checked out politically these past couple of months, what are some dates that I should pay attention to for the future?
So one of the next biggest ones coming up will be the 27th of October. 27th of October is the last day that you can request a mail-in ballot if you're unable to vote in person. And then the biggest date coming up will actually be Election Day itself. Election Day is always on a Tuesday. This year it is November 7th. So that's the date if you are actually going to go in person on that day to vote. And now a lot of students or young people might ask, well, I missed the registration window. Am I not able to vote in this election? Do I have to wait until next year? And Virginia actually changed some of their policies for the 2022 election to now actually allow same-day registration. So for anyone who is currently not registered to vote but is still interested in participating in the 2023 election, you can register in person up until November 7th. And even on November 7th, you can do same-day registration where you can register and cast a provisional ballot both on that same day.
So what will students need to bring with them if they want to register?
So if you want to register, you will need some type of identification, whether it be a driver's license or even a learner's permit or anything like that is fine. And you will also need to be able to provide your social security number when you register.
Well, Mr. Scanlon, this was so awesome. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Great. Thanks for having me, Vale.
Well, there you have it. All of the information you need to get out and vote. Straight from the Arlington app. So if you're a student, you're 18, and you've got some opinions you want to share, now's your time. Get over to vote.arlingtonva.gov to find your polling location and a sample ballot. The Arlington League of Women Voters also put together a great elections guide. We'll link to both of those in the show notes. Thanks for listening to the Arlington Amp podcast. I'm Vale Kearns. I'd like to give a huge thanks in this episode to Gabriel Cohen. Gabe was a huge help in script writing, production, and editing, along with being a brilliant voice of reason in all of the chaos. I'd also like to thank Timothy Scanlon and Byron Schwind, along with giving a special thanks to Nikolai Bauman. Nico did a great interview for this episode, which you don't get to hear, but don't worry, you'll be hearing from him soon. The music in this episode is from Blue Dot Sessions. The Arlington Amp is a student-led production from Arlington Independent Media's Youth Journalism Initiative. To join us, or to support our local reporting work here in Arlington, visit www.arlingtonmedia.org.